musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it to World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill. To my left, sitting on your radio, is Mr. Michael Amade.
How am I sitting on everybody's radio at once? That's impossible.
You just heard it. He's sitting on their radio. Also, your listening device is haunted by the Phantom. She's sitting further to the left.
It's possible if you don't have a body.
There you go.
Which I have experience in.
Exactly.
And sitting even further to the left and to my right, operating all things technical, please welcome the Ape Boy.
The antenna really hurts.
Oh, yes. We'll work on that. All right. So we need to thank our sponsors. First and foremost, our personal sponsor for our show, wildsight.co. And Denise is doing a great job at alerting people to keep their eyes open while they're driving.
Basically, it's just about raising the consciousness of the driver on the road. And they're doing it through a bicycle apparel company. At first, I was kind of like, how does that work? You know, and then, but it makes sense that there's so many people biking, especially out in nature.
Yeah.
That the shirts are to just remind people who are driving by, pay attention, be conscious of your driving, watch out for wildlife on the road. There's a huge statistic of animals that die every day just because people aren't paying attention.
Exactly. It's something like 1 million animals a day.
1 million a day. Now, we can't say all of those are because people aren't paying attention. Like, things happen. Accidents happen. However,
but you're aware of bicyclists when you're driving. So
right, exactly.
And it helps bring awareness to the animals.
But thank you, Denise, for help bringing this poetic platform nationwide.
Absolutely.
And if you want to check her stuff out, check her out at wildsight.co.
That's .co, not .com.
No, drop the M off. All right. Also, I want to thank Body Armor Super Drink. Twice the electrolytes as a leading sports drink. As much potassium as a banana. Vitamins A, C, and E. That spells out ace. If you want to be an ace, check out the great new way to drink super at drinkbodyarmor.com. Also, Latin Life Denver. They're a partner here also. Anything and everything pertaining to the Latin community here in Colorado, Denver's best entertainment guide. Check them out at latinlifedenver.com.
You know, our host, J. Todd Underhill, must have had a lot of body armor before we go on the air because he's going 3,000 miles an hour.
I know. I'm just trying to convince everything.
The thing I understand, and actually I'm just giving you a hard time. The thing is if you're feeling down, if you feel like you don't have much energy, body armor will make you feel great. Some would say great and crazy.
And super.
Like a fox. Exactly. Crazy like a fox.
Isn't our first caller from like 3,000 miles away?
Yeah, somewhere like that.
Close to that.
3,000?
Please welcome from Pennsylvania. She is a longtime supporter of our show. And always, perpetually, the first up, please welcome Ellie.
Hi, J. Todd. How are you?
I'm doing good. Manic again, as usual.
I just never can believe that I'm always first on the show. I call, and there, JT answers the phone. I don't know. I guess it's meant to be.
I'm telling you, it's kind of like that warm comforter that's at the foot of your bed. You always have it there for you. You are our comforter.
Thank you, Jason.
Now, I'm also going to throw this out, Ellie. You are very competitive about getting your first one on the air. It's like Michael Jordan. You're like, I don't know why he's a champion and so much better than everybody else. Oh, he goes to practice 2 hours early and leaves 3 hours later than everybody else.
Yes.
No, it's not true. Anyway, the poem I've got for you tonight is called Green Velvet Path.
All right.
There is a path of stones beneath the latticed arbor. It curves between the fountain and roses now in bloom. Between each stone is emerald moss, velvet to the touch. The moss has grown from water splashed upon the garden path. The fountain sings, Her merry song with melody so sweet. The path is ending at a place I love to sit, where tranquility abounds. Dear God, here I am with thee, asking that you forgive all my failings of the day. Then splash your lovely song of grace upon this soul of mine. Soften all the edges into mossy, verdant love.
Well done, Ellie. Beautiful.
As always. As always, it's beautiful. It's great having you at the beginning of the show. It's what a great opening. And, yeah, thank you again. We look forward to hearing you next week.
All right, Jay Todd. I'll be listening. And thank you, all you guys, JT and Michael and the Phantom, for all that you do so that we can, you know, share our poetry with the everyone who's listening. And we appreciate all that you do.
Thank you, Ellie.
All right, you're welcome, Phantom. And you too, Michael. Have a good night.
Have a good night, Ellie.
And if you want to call in, if you want to call in like Ellie, please give us a call at 303-386-3598.
Once again, that's 303-386-3598.
Or you can send in your poetry to worldpoetryopenmic.net on the Contact Us form. Or you can actually say, there's a thing that says, I think, submit your poetry. Just copy and paste it there, and it gets to us.
Exactly. And we've got some submissions from some new members.
We do.
We actually forgot our rules before we started.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and lock those down.
So we want 1 to 3 minute poetry, maybe a little bit longer if your flow is going good. We want it clean. We don't want kiddies learning new language or offensive language here. We do not censor our poetry at all. We don't want to censor it. We want that raw art form. The only thing we will drop you off for is if you drop that magical F-bomb, you are gone.
Well, and I will say, I mean, we don't want to censor. There's one other thing that was brought up to me, too. Hmm. There's a fine line between art and, like, hate speech, which we've gratefully never had on the show.
Correct.
And I don't think we will. But, I mean, if it's something that's just really blatantly over the top.
Now, I'm going to use my own religion for the hate speech is when you say all Mormons, whatever. However, if you say Jeremy the Mormon or J. Todd the Mormon down the street, that's a little more direct and not hate speech.
You're a Mormon?
I know. Okay. Surprise.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get off that discussion. So, anyway.
We've got a new caller. Please welcome. For the third time this week, I'm talking to Dennis from Michigan.
Hello, J. Todd, Michael, and Phantom.
Hey,
hey Dennis.
How are we doing this evening?
We are doing beautifully. It's a beautiful night out here in Denver.
Much better now that you're on the line with us, too, man.
Yes. Well, I have a poem for you tonight. The title is The Artist's Children.
Nice.
The artist reads the light as one would read the detailed text. Every nuance and subtlety will not escape his eye. The model is but a prop, staged as the primary subject or as a contrast to the spaces of interest around her. The artist seeks truth revealed by light, a fresh revelation, aesthetic to the eye while stirring the viewer's imagination. Just as the skilled poet shows by his crafted words, not just tells. Likewise, the artist seeks to stimulate the mind and spirit. Careful composition of elements, weighed and balanced, are every bit as important as the hues that flow from the palette. To rush a process would be tragic. It is the way of the novice. A master sees his work as his child, one which must grow and mature. The applied pigments mixed with a patient hand and alert eye are the medium by which the artist adds tonal quality. It sets the mood in the context of the intent of the scene and speaks an inaudible language that the eyes can perceive. The artist, a prophet and messenger of light, shapes and themes often misunderstood and underappreciated, trudges on, for it is his work, his passion, the thing that drives him to live. And for his children's sake, he must not abandon his calling.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well done, Mr. Dennis. As
thank
always.
You very much.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. As always, it's a pleasure to talk with you, and you've just made my week, the trifecta, 3 days in a row, my brother.
Oh, well, thank you very much, and I want to let you know that you guys sure are appreciated, and keep on keeping on. You're doing a fine job.
Hey, thank you very much, Dennis. You guys are all appreciated, too. The show would be nothing without the great people like you who call in.
Well, I don't know if you're talking about me, but I do enjoy calling in. God bless y'all.
Hey, thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis. If you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598. I want to give a special welcome to the new members of our family, whether they're online, like the new submissions we got tonight, which we're going to queue up a little bit later.
Right.
Whether it be the poet that I ran into in the wonderful world of Wheatland, Wyoming.
Yeah, now tell us very quickly, very briefly, how that kind of happened. It's kind of just a cool little story.
Yeah, I was just at breakfast in Wheatland, and this gal looked very poetic. She had certain telltale signs, and I asked her, I'm like, hey, do you write poetry? She's like, yeah. So through talking with her, I gave her our information. Hopefully she'll call tonight. Her name's Courtney. And then come to find out, I have a niece that hosts open mic up in Livingston, Montana. So I wrote her and I said, hey, you know, you might want to call our show. And her name's Emily. And she, from what I understand, does a great job as hosting also. So,
that's great.
Emily, if you're out there, call us. Welcome to our family. We're all a big family here.
I'd be willing to bet money that Steve from New York does not have the telltale signs you're talking about.
Probably not. But, you know, I think I've just learned.
No, he does have telltale signs, but we're not going to go there.
Being the ranking single male member of the radio crew, I think I've learned a hilarious pickup line. So, do you write poetry?
No, that doesn't work.
Is that working?
Ranking. Ranking.
Do you like animals?
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Give us a call, 303-386-3598.
And you can be on the air just like Jack from Texas, now known as 100.
Now known as 100. What's going on, guys?
How much was up, brother? Triple digits again, huh?
Triple digits again, and about 60% humidity. So it's not as bad as it could be, okay?
Well, they say that soda pop is really bad for you, so dilute it with a little bit of whiskey before you drink it, okay?
Well, you know, you almost have to do that anymore. Just, you know, you just can't get away from it.
Exactly.
But hey, I got a couple things tonight. Number one, a friend of ours on Writer's Cafe, and you know her too, Frida, is very much under the weather. She's felt bad for a while, and I just wanted to take this opportunity to reach out and tell her, hey, because I think she's listening tonight, Jay Todd. Hey, Frida, we're thinking of you, and we hope you get well soon, and hope you enjoy the show. How about that?
That's great.
Frida,
perfect.
Our thoughts are with you. Our prayers are with you if you're so inclined. If not, just take our positive energy.
There you go. Pick up this positive energy, because I'll tell you what, I've got some positive energy tonight.
Right on.
I've got something that you've been waiting for.
All right.
For months now, and you didn't even know it.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm here to tell you what you've been waiting for. But I've got a poem. Came to me this past weekend. I think it was Saturday morning. And I'm going to, now don't laugh, okay, but I'm going to sing a portion of it.
All right.
That's great.
How's that? Now, isn't that something you've been waiting for?
It is, actually.
Okay, well, good. Well, this song is called Thank You. And little backstory on it, my alarm clock, my clock radio went off on Saturday morning, and the song Thank You by Led Zeppelin is what was playing.
Mm-hmm.
So the song kind of got stuck in my head, and which isn't a bad thing, you know. And I came in here and sat down, and I thought, well, yeah, it's pretty cool, and wrote this poem. So I will do my best to sing these couple lines from Thank You, and then read you my poem in between. Okay?
All right.
All right. Well, here we go. And if the sun refused to shine, music finds my sleep and calls from a bedside table. Slits of light through slatted blinds create many horizons on the wall. Time has caught me once again, as Led Zeppelin reminds me. I would still be loving you, for the morning throws me back to reality. The longing in my heart which faded beneath the moon has returned to find this bed of only one figure reaching out for what was. When mountains crumble to the sea, finding the rocky coastline depicts the feelings in my heart as I stumble. Tear-filled eyes, a constant empty arms waving freely in the air to the haunting rhythm of a plastic clock radio. There will still be you and me. If only music were truth, and truth was a melody, easily sung regardless of tempo or flow, key changes finding a bridge of lonely footprints that take me to your memory, remembering the good, remembering the days, and forcing a smile for each day I whisper, thank you.
Wow. Well done, my brother.
Thanks.
I want to say thank you because now that song is stuck in my head.
There you go. Hey, it's a good song.
Absolutely.
I think I might have to boot that up tonight and give that a listen again.
Yeah, I think that it's one of my favorite songs.
Jack, that's great, man. And thank you so much. Really well done. And, you know, the singing was good, too.
Hey, thanks. Yeah. I appreciate it. Not Robert Plant, but it is, you know, almost 100 degrees outside. So
There's very few Robert Plants in the world, but you did just great, man.
Very good.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, if you want to call in like Jack, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However,
we are being told that we need to take a break. In fact, the monkey is going ape. Anyway, he's going ape in the studio, flinging stuff around. So you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Are you always asking yourself where I can get great protection for my wireless devices? Then go to MyTechDefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. Originally designed to protect military helicopter blades, cars, airplanes, and boats from erosion, with modern-day research and improvement, the urethane films have resulted in today's ultimate protection for personal electronics. The Royal Wrap's Clear Finish. Royal Wrap's matte finish helps resist fingerprints from even starting and will keep your device looking new all the time. And check this out. You ever wanted your phone or tablet to reflect your favorite sports team, brand, or anything for that matter? Well, now you can. You can choose any design you want, and they will transform your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at techdefense.com or click the link on kzkoradio.com and protect yourself with royalty today.
Winter means snow, hot chocolate, and pale skin. Get back to your summer glow at The Beach. Has 5 different tanning levels, as well as spray tans. With great prices and no wait, you can get back to your sun-kissed skin in no time. Be sure to check them out online at atvtanning.com for a location near you at The Beach. Get your tan on.
Fire starter?
Yeah. It's one of my favorites. I had it within like 2 seconds.
By the Prodigy. I still have that guy's haircut.
The Prodigy.
I don't care if it's been 15 years.
You keep rocking it, Mike. You keep rocking it.
Right. You know, it's either this or a mullet.
I'm so glad you went bald.
You think I should go for a mullet?
That's what I'm going on. It's going to take a while.
Is it a mullet if you don't have hair on top?
Yes.
That's a skullet.
It's a skullet. We have a caller on the line, though, and I doubt she has a skullet. Is this individuality?
Yes.
How are you doing tonight?
Good, and you?
Doing really good. Thank you for calling in.
No problem. I think I read this one before, but I still want to go at it. It's called The Disease of the Mind. It rang true from over the mountains. The individuality was poetically delivering a speech to turn the sand, wade the waters, and run all the birds from the beach. People searching far and wide to find the thoughts that hid in my mind, trying to steal my inspiration instead of instigating their own creations. Once they heard my spoken word, there was no place for mitigation. The sounds they heard were within my tone, no need for alliteration. I said it right. And I said it well. Within my meanings were no estimations. It was my law nor proclamation, but never again would I be underestimated. Individuality was the name, and I never looked for fame, for what was there to truly gain? My metaphors and similes alone kept me sane. With the help of late-night talks with the gypsy Vera Orleans, who was a master spellcaster who molded this young soul, she informed me of old history that had sadly been forgotten. Currently being decimated heritage and a generation that was rotten. Towards a generation where I was to grow up, among my peers who misunderstood my wildly colored hair, my defiance, disobedience, and hatred of their trends. Being early on styles that only I could begin, my starting something new when my normal was fitting in. Hey, who wants to be normal when you can be a freak? Jocks, cheerleaders, average, and geeks. Judged by the outer appearance instead of looking underneath. They'll catch me if they can and put me on a table, cut my body open to find the source of my distinction. But I dare you to understand. It's nothing that you can find. God gave me individuality, the disease of the mind.
Oh, yeah. Individuality, I got to say, that is the actual first piece you ever read on our show.
Yeah. That's right.
And I was reliving that moment the entire time you were reading it, and you knocked it home. You rocked it out of the park.
I think that's the that's my favorite piece that I've ever written.
That really was through the roof, and I would love for you to come up and sit in our studio and share that a third time, actually.
Individuality, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure having you on our show. It really is.
Thank you.
Excellent. If you want to call in like Individuality, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
Or you can send in poetry, just like Doug Elson did. He sent in something called Gray Street Time. And in the note he sent to us, he said that this has actually previously been published in eFiction magazine as
nice.
Well, which is pretty cool. So here we go. It's not too long. It's called Gray Street Time. Looking out strange windows at forests and trees and chimneys, straight nameless alleys lead to many new back doors. Faceless minions pass by on fast shortcuts. I think that lead to nowhere jobs. Could this be Shortcut Alley, Shortcut Lane? And as I sit and wait, I have become a clock watcher. But I do not forsake many memories of better times in other places, for now I live on Gray Street Time. I sit and look out strange windows at a world of trees and chimneys, and I wonder who belongs to these many new back doors. Internal machines roll on by and roll on by, all through the city, all through the day, and all through the night, on Gray Street Time. Looking out strange windows, a sunrise of trees and chimneys, for new days come so slowly, and time just drags on by, and the world weighs heavy on your shoulders on Gray Street Time.
Nice.
Now, Doug, I have to apologize for, I don't know what was happening there, but I actually really enjoyed that poem.
I did really,
it was
too.
A really cool
the
one.
Repeating refrain in that just accentuated.
Well, it's almost like an old blues song or something when you really think about it, and the cadence and the rhythm there is really cool.
That is great. Reminded me, actually, of being in Santa Cruz back in the day. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
That's an interesting one there.
Thank you, Douglas.
Now, we have another caller here. From looks like Michigan, right?
Yes, another Michigan caller. Please welcome Chris.
How you doing, Todd?
Oh, I'm doing good. Yes. Good to see you again.
You guys having a good night?
Always, and even better now that you've called in.
Yeah, I believe that. Anyway, you always know how you walk into some photo shops and you see all these collages. Gatherings of pictures on a theme, but you take a look at it and you get this instant perception, you know, behind your eyes, a whole bunch of different things all at once.
Yeah.
So that's what this basically is.
It's a word collage.
This is a word collage.
Nice, I like it.
So how do you see around you? No, it isn't rhetorical. How do you see around you? Say the food court in a mall, or the market, please be damned, at lunchtime. People everywhere and not a thought to think. Guys strutting their man-child to the legend inside beat. Women, children learning how to be what they think, for now that they already are. until the next eye blink and Twitter tweet. Moms and aunts kissing friends, holding that little bit more than hands, and grands peeking the windows and dreaming. Dads lost in the shock of it all, and just wandering till the other gets done, wherever the hell they are. And there's such a little scene, slice of heaven, a collage of me's. I always picture you in the midst of color somehow, a bit of sun, a deep blue framing you, rainbows in your eyes. We set little tasks for ourselves to while away living. Sort of takes the edge off, and yet it really doesn't take any edges off somehow. What is the color of a thought? So many collages just within and behind my eyes. Thoughts and thoughts and thoughts jumbled and mixed, ordered and not, edge to edge and overlapping, eternities overlapping, beginnings overlapping endings, overlapping middles, lapping, each wave of time flowing in and away, swirling. What color is this thought? Just this one, not that one, or that one just over there, or is it this one here, or there, or anywhere? I wish I saw you more. Strange how there aren't even graves to go to just sit and pause and recollect things that don't mean a damn. Deep, deep thoughts. I know they're right there, just right there. And the blank white just stares and stares. People just don't understand that even when they're out in the rain and looking up, the tear tracks show. Yeah, they do. White noise, is that what this is? This bit of white, the presence of all, the lack of any. Just a bit of noise we are, after all. I knew with a glance, she was all herself. And so many crowds damn close for the scraps of maybe being noticed. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Rubik's Cube with glasses and such a puppy dog's eyes. And watching as each twist brings a new you in momentary sight. And again. And again. What is the price of my heart? Just the price of admission. The trash is emptied daily, and I'm so thrown away and away. That kind of day flowing by, I call life a collage. Don't you? That's it.
Nice, my brother. Nice.
Man. I really enjoyed that one.
I really enjoy your work as a spoken word artist, Chris. I could sit and listen all night long, hours on end.
You know, honestly, it's the delivery.
It is.
It is a great delivery you have, Chris. Bravo.
Well, that's appreciated. That's appreciated, guys. I appreciate you guys taking the time to bring people in. It's good. They need to be heard. There's so many that need to be heard out here.
Yeah.
You guys do a great job of it. I appreciate it, and thank you.
Excellent, Chris. Thank you very much. If you want to call in like Chris, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
But we are being told it is break time, so you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I'm
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver, or visit www.denverautostore.com.
What are you going to wear out on your bicycle this summer? I'll tell you what, Wildside.co has the answer. They've created its premier line of cycling apparel designed to raise awareness for Colorado's wildlife living close to our roadsides. Cyclists love wearing jerseys. Why not wear a jersey showing your support for wildlife while cycling up the Peak to Peak Highway? Longtime cyclist and founder Denise Bowler has the answer. She's helping wildlife that's living close to the roadsides each and every day. Give them a call at 303-803-2676 or check them out online at wildsite.co. That's wildsite.co. Help raise awareness for Colorado's wildlife living close to our roadsides.
The Wind Cried Mary, right?
After all the jets are in the boxes.
Nice.
And the clowns have all gone to bed.
Gotta love it.
Love it. Talk about poetry.
Yeah. It's also back in the time when they used to not record digitally.
Okay.
You can hear how much wider and much more beautiful the actual sounds are because the tape has such a wider response. It's this beautiful, warm sound. I love these records.
Yeah.
Oh, we're back.
Yes, we are. We're doing poetry here as well.
We're doing a poetry show.
I was actually like smelling incense, and what incense covers up there just a few moments.
You're back to tripping with Jay Todd and Michael.
Now that the flashback's over, we do have a caller coming in from New York. He is the one, the only, Dark Emperor Steve.
We're going to work out that cue music for you, Steve.
Well, you know, Mariano Rivera has entered the Sandman.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We should renegotiate my contract. I want an entrance song.
You want an entrance? It's kind of like a professional wrestler. I think it'd be really good.
And pyrotechnics. That'd be awesome on the radio.
Well, you know, in fact.
Is that all right? I'll make sure I'll get a cue next time. Okay.
Great. All right.
That'll be awesome.
Sorry.
Well done. Wow. Well done. Thank you, JT, for pulling that one out.
Nice.
Oh, and speaking of professional wrestling and movies, Michael, before you were talking about great pickup lines.
Oh, yes, yes.
Have you ever considered, hi there, do you like gladiator movies?
Wow. That actually might, seriously, that might actually be my next one, because the one I've been using is holding a white piece of cloth and saying, does this smell like chloroform to you?
That's how he gets most of his dates.
No, I like the gladiator one. That's a good one.
If you can get on an airplane, there is a venue you might be considering.
Oh, yeah?
Tomorrow and Sunday on Governor's Island in the heart of New York Harbor is the New York City Poetry Festival.
That's right. Actually, I did read about that. Yeah.
It's a wonderful event. Lots of wonderful poets. There are two stages that are already pre-booked, and then there is an open mic area. Lots of small presses selling their stuff. Anyone in the area? Governor's Island is a beautiful location.
You know what? If we can't, I mean, I probably won't be able to get out there. However, I'm thinking next year we should get out there and do a show from there.
I think we should. And, Steve, for this year, can you just go down and be our on-the-site reporter?
I wish I could. I wish I could. Unfortunately, this weekend is triple booked with things.
I understand that, brother.
Yeah. I've got one short piece that I wrote last week. And then, if I may, I've got one thing where I'm going to need some help from Michael after I'm done with this.
Sounds fair.
I hope I actually can help you with that.
I am sure you can, because I've heard that you are a movie aficionado.
Oh.
And I'm going to need some Michael participation.
All right. I'll do my best.
A real short piece that I wrote last Friday. It's called Summer Commute. Grand Central Station, the third Friday in July. Humidity hits hard in the Midtown summer swelter. The stars painted on the vaulted roof melt dripping drops of gold like crowns upon the heads of these self-proclaimed kings of New York who wait for the 548 on the John Cheever line. with wilted white collars. They carry briefcase lances and smartphone swords. They leave their concrete canyons, returning to the fields of Avalon, where they can lay down their weapons for the weekend, seeking succor from their wives, before returning in 2 days, fully girded, to battle and mistresses again.
Ooh. Steve, that was great, man.
Outrageous.
I love that one. Yeah, well, no, really.
Thank you. Thank you. And now, Michael, if I may, real quickly.
Sure.
You're familiar with the concept of the game Name That Tune, where it's I can name that tune in X number of notes?
Yes.
Well, again, I have heard that you are a movie aficionado.
Okay.
So based upon this Senru, I was wondering if you can name this film in 17 syllables.
Wow. Let's try it.
I'm going to give you an easy one.
Okay.
Don't give him an easy one.
Phantom is vicious. That's why she's a phantom.
Disillusioned everyman sees his world without his life. Clarence earns reward.
I know this one.
I know this one, too.
You know
I know this one.
I do. Because it's a wonderful life.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Right? No, I was.
Michael.
I was.
Michael.
No, I know. Right. I should know Frank Capra. I know. What's my problem?
Right, one more real simple one, or?
Yeah.
Go ahead and then hit him with the hard one.
All right. Well, considering that he had trouble with that one, Pines for Ashley Wilkes, Charles Frank Rhett captured by her, Tara is true love.
What the? First of all, I have no idea where that's from. Second of all, how did I get into this?
Would that be War and Peace?
Nope.
No.
American War and Peace.
I cheated because I was talking to Steve earlier about this today.
Okay, what's that?
It's Gone with the Wind.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to make a lot of people angry right now. That's the only film. Actually, there's two films, but that's one of the only films that I'm supposed to love that I have tried to watch 10 times and fallen asleep every time.
Wow.
Every time. I know. It's sacrilege. I tried.
Te absolvo, Michael.
Thank you. But you know what, Steve? I'm going to come up with a few lines. I'm going to see next week. I'm going to see if you can name the film. We can just keep this going.
All right.
Ooh.
All right. Hit him with the hard one now. Just destroy him.
He destroyed
me
twice.
He's destroyed.
All right.
Easy ones.
Okay, I'll give another one that I thought was easy. Manhattan Shakespeare, Switchblade Ballet, Ethnic Strife, Sing and Dance Until Death. Manhattan Shakespeare, Switchblade Ballet, Ethnic Strife, Sing and Dance Until Death.
Okay, Just, I'm going to just say an answer. I'm going to say it in my really high Phantom impersonation. You ready?
Go ahead.
Crocodile Dundee.
It was a good impersonation, right?
No. That was horrible. Phantom's got a better voice than that.
No, you know,
would that be West Side Story?
Yes.
Is that, you got it.
Yeah, it was West Side Story, right?
I was for certain it was Crocodile Dundee.
Just because there's a knife and it's in New York doesn't mean it's Crocodile Dundee.
That wasn't a knife.
That's not a noise. Yeah,
this is
a noise.
Exactly. Hey, Steve, thanks a lot, buddy. I'm going to come
have
up with some cool quotes.
Have a wonderful week, and as always, thank you guys for everything you do.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye-bye.
If you want to call in like Steve, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. I have just shamed myself.
I think we should add that as a weekly bit. That was cool.
It was kind of fun. It's kind of
fun. I don't know if he's that creative to where he could do that many in a week, but maybe we'd do one or two in a week.
Or we can also do from literature or poetry, which would be really fun as well.
Yes, it would.
Oh, this is a poetry show?
What?
That's what I was told.
Rumor has it. Do we have another submission that we want to read?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Actually, let me grab it here real quick.
All right.
Un momento.
If you want to submit poetry, that is, go out to worldpoetryopenmic.net. Hit our contact form. It needs to be in by 6 p.m. each and every Friday night. Otherwise, we can't read it on the air. We'll do the best we can.
All right. So this is a submission from Alexa Garrison. She sent it in. It's called Head Games.
One of the newest members of our family.
That's right. Head Games. Trust is shattered. I feel dead. Can't get those voices out of my head. Can't feel anything. Happiness gone. I just need pain to get along. Emotions darkened. Locked the happiness away. Need some drugs to keep the feelings at bay. I don't want to cry. I don't want to hurt. Seems I must die to get rid of the monster that I am inside.
Wow.
That's a heavy piece, Alexa.
It is.
And, you know, she sent a few others to us. I think I might do maybe one next week if we have time, if we have room. But, you know, there's a lot of heavy stuff here. And I think we've all, it's in some way, shape, or form, felt some of the feelings that have been showing up in this kind of, you know, stuff about talking about not being able to feel anything or just needing to feel pain to keep moving. I mean, you want to feel something so the pain is okay.
Reminds
me
of a song I heard once, and I'm not going to go into who does it or anything like that, but the line from the song is, Wednesday night I get kicked out of my bowling league just because I show up, bite a bowling ball, and leave. They're talking about needing to feel pain also.
You know, actually, that's a great point. A great point.
But something that is absolutely pain-free, please welcome from Ohio, Tate. How are you doing, brother?
Hi, gentlemen. I'm doing really well. How are you tonight?
Doing fine,
man. We're doing excellent.
I thought I'd try and read you one that I have trouble reading. It doesn't bother me. It's just hard for me to read. The words intertwine so much. This one I started maybe 3-4 years ago. I have tweaked this thing 1,000 times. I guess I'm just going to have to call it done.
just abandon it. You can never leave it.
I call this one the old man. The old gray man alone now. Tends to his dusty fields, watering the emptiness where the land no longer yields. He wove his web of fashions from the tears his pains had sprung, where once he sang of starlight back when his love was young. He heard the winds a-calling, turned to run a-hoping sure to reach where she was lying, sharing pains they would endure. For the gales did blow around him precious memories he'd miss. Drops would fall upon his lips that hers would never kiss. Where grass and bending flowers grew together like the weeds, lie meadows all but barren for the lack of sowing seed. The blushing, blowing poppies that once grew all round near fill his fields of memory with the love he once lost here. So next when you tread o'er where the wind blows across this field, the poverty of this old soul waits the mercy God may wield.
Well done. Tate, as always, you're rocking it. You're always rocking him, dude. Every time you come here, you read something strong, man.
I've got one that everybody seems to like, but I don't understand it. It's only 5 quatrains long. It's a real short one, but
you want to do it?
Read it real quick. Soulmates. I had this dream one night that I'd been reincarnated, and what that might be like, and that's what this came from.
Right.
How many times have I met you in the strangers that passed me by? Were you the one that touched my coat, the friend that once kissed me goodbye? How often have we stood in line just to watch loved ones go to war, then brushed away the tears of hope as they ran off to join the Corps? Were you the one whose heart had ached when my ship drifted out to sea, the foundered soul whose anchor broke, the one whose dreams had yearned for me? Are we destined to always be just passing strangers in the night, whose ebbing, flowing tides of love never met when the time was right? So many lifetimes come and go between ill-spent youth and the grave. The hopes and dreams of generations hold the memories we all crave. Perhaps I'm still this little child with a heart once broken too, that walks the well-worn streets of old, searching for memories of you.
Nice. Another good one, brother.
Hope you guys are having fun tonight.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can't imagine a Friday night without this, really. To be honest,
I missed most of it. I'm working tonight, and I just stopped to call you.
Wait, you took time off of your work to call us?
Yeah, I said I would.
That's awesome.
Hey, Tate, that was great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. If you want to call in like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
However, you know, we're getting ready to head into the last segment, so we're going to have to be going to a break here. But we've got a lot of stuff coming up. If you haven't been able to get through on the phones yet, Now is the time to try to call.
Exactly. Last 15 minutes always slows down a little bit. We want to keep the poetry rolling. Give us a call, 303-386-3598. We do have to go to break. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Hey, Lady K here. You need a new ride? Go to Commercial SX Motor. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300 or visit them at 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Go to SXMotorsLLC.com and get a hot new ride for the summer.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. That's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today. Or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
All right, and we want to take a moment and thank a very special sponsor, Tech Defense. For great protection for your wireless devices, go to mytechdefense.com. They will protect, repair, personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and much more. You can choose any design you want. They will transform your phone, tablet, to reflect any favorite theme of yours. Contact them at mytechdefense.com. And the reason why we want to thank them is because I'm wearing this really cool new shirt from KZKO logo on it.
I'm actually wearing one of these shirts right now, too. And there's a level of comfort that I have not experienced in a very, very long time. So, I just want to say thank you for the shirts.
Thank you guys very much. And we also want to thank wildsight.co also for making this possible too. Denise, thank you for this poetic platform. And speaking of poetry, for months now, we've had a poetic master of sorts, a haiku master in our crew. He is our board monkey.
Oh, he's a haiku master.
Hi-ya! You know, whoever did that intro was a real jackass.
Thank you.
I've been wanting to say that for, 20 weeks now?
fair enough. All right. So, I think everybody who listens to the show knows the drill, but I'll just go through it quickly. The haiku master writes many haikus every week. And, it's something that he chooses three that he just kind of likes, just kind of resonate with him, and hands them to me, and I read them, but we don't tell you what the subject is. So your job is to kind of figure out what these are all about, what they have in common, put it on our Facebook page, send it to us through an email, just kind of see, if we're able to get it on track, okay?
All right.
So here is the first one. Bubbles float upward, gurgle, gurgle, glub, glub, glub. E gods, I am crushed.
All right.
Okay, that's one. Two. Sharks circle with speed, swimming with the fishes, chumming the water.
Oh, nice.
Okay. And the last of the haikus from the haiku master. Short-term memory loss. Sing, just keep swimming, swimming. I speak whale and reed.
I actually had that from the first poem.
Nice.
And the last one.
Wait a second.
What the?
There's something. What is this? What is this strange light?
The studio just got cooler.
I'm sorry, guys. I just got a call from the emperor.
Uh-oh.
Haiku.
What?
Yeah. What?
There's an emperor of haiku?
Yeah.
How come I won't even
He sounds strangely like Steve.
Which
God, is he a lawyer too?
Strangely, but not quite. No, okay. he's not. But he actually gave me a haiku to read so that...
Oh.
So, I apologize. Naboo Senator. Trade Federation Blockade. Hidden in plain sight.
Wow.
He is amazing.
I bet he could be a lawyer.
Wait. The haiku emperor called our haiku master?
Yes.
Has he reached level 28?
Actually, I've heard that they're in like daily contact.
Oh, geez.
They send each other text messages of their meals.
Kind of like Facebook, only different, right?
Kind of like Facebook. You know, but at the same time, you read that so well. it's almost like, well, I mean, really, you read it just like a haiku master.
Oh, he's a haiku master.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
You were going to say there could only be one, weren't you?
I don't know. I never say that.
Whatever.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right.
Anyway,
wheels come off. Thank you very much. All right. You're going to share a poem with us, Phantom?
I don't have a poem. I have poems, but this is not a poem, but it falls into the creative writing category and short story category.
All right.
Very short stories. Reddit ask their users, what's the best horror story you can come up with in two sentences? And there were some really, really amazing, terrifying results. And I have a couple here that I wanted to share. Here's one of them. I just saw my reflection blink. That was by Marino 1310.
Okay.
This one's by Just Another Muffled Vaux. I begin tucking him into bed, and he tells me, Daddy, check for monsters under my bed. I look underneath for his amusement and see him, another him, under the bed staring back at me, quivering and whispering, Daddy, there's somebody on my bed.
Wow.
And last but definitely, definitely not least, by, I'm assuming this is pronounced Gageage. The doctors told the amputee he might experience a phantom limb from time to time. Nobody prepared him for the moments, though, when he felt cold fingers brush across his phantom hand.
Wow.
That one gave me goosebumps.
I like that one.
I can attest to the fact that
I can do this right on the fly, okay?
Okay, ready?
All right. The candle in my room is lit. I have no matches.
That one.
I can come up with one really fast. You ready?
All right.
Let me tell you a little story about a guy who died. That's it.
All right, good. Right on.
Yeah?
No, not really.
No. In fact, we have a caller on the line. We should probably talk to Kevin from Alabama. Kevin, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How about y'all?
Doing good.
Welcome back to our show, Kevin.
Hey. I've got a poem. It's called Poetry Delight. I might mess up, but I'm just going to go with it anyway.
Go with it.
That's what we do.
Okay. My poetry flows in a staggering tight motion. I guess you can say we call it poetry in motion. I get my emotions up my poetry's flow and then I cock it. I set fire to the stem and watch it blast off like a rocket, entering space in all its dimensional realms in mind, mentally, physically, sexually, it's all intertwined. I have a natural flow of poetry mojo stamina. I have no need for keeping me going, poetry by Agra. Poetry is an art from my heart, gaining momentum from my mind's arc. All we need is a little inspiration to rekindle the spark. My mind's full potential has encased itself in a tight cocoon. I let it take me metamorphosis, and I pierce it with life's harpoon. My cocoon then opens, and out a cloud of smoke will fly. But when the smoke all clears, we have a beautiful butterfly.
Right on.
Kevin, you know, I remember you called in once before, and that was some really solid stuff, man. So,
actually, this is Kevin's third call.
This is his third time. I was wondering, right after I said once, I'm like, I think he called in more than one time. Kevin, that was great, man. Thank you.
I got one more, like three lines if you got time.
We've got time. Go for it.
Okay. Let me turn here and get it real quick. It's called Treasure Hunt. Digging up the past, beats mark the spot, treasure find.
Nice. I like it.
Thank you.
Kevin, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm hoping I can hear from you a lot more often, because I was about to ask you, was this your first time calling?
What?
Because I don't think I've actually heard you before. This is amazing.
Yeah, you haven't been in the studio every time, right. Phantom. But yeah, Kevin's laid it down pretty hard before,
yes,
too.
So please call back next week, Kevin.
I will.
Fantastic.
I sure will.
Sweet.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. If you want to call in like Kevin, be our last caller. Give us a call, 303-386-3598. Don't delay. Call today.
It's 303-386-3598. However, this is, I think this is the last episode of this month, which means this is the last episode where we have Lord Byron as our poet of the month.
Exactly.
So I was going to read a fairly short poem by him called When We Two Parted.
Okay.
When we two parted in silence and tears, half broken hearted to sever for years, pale grew thy cheek and cold, colder thy kiss. Truly that hour foretold sorrow to this. The dew of the morning sunk chill on my brow. It felt like the warning of what I feel now. Thy vows are all broken, and light is thy fame. I hear thy name spoken, and share in its shame. They name thee before me, a knell to mine ear. A shudder comes over me. Why wert thou so dear? They know not I knew thee. Who knew thee too well? Long shall I rue thee, too deeply to tell. In secret we met, in silence I grieve, that thy heart could forget, thy spirit deceive. If I should meet thee after long years, how should I greet thee with silence and tears? Boy.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, strong.
It's, well, yes, it's very, very strong. Lord Byron, he's one of those, he's pretty good, you know?
The rumor has it he's kind of good at poetry.
However, the reading, I think, could have used a little bit of less of the stuttering aspect there, but it's Lord Byron nonetheless.
Lord Byron by Mill Tillis. I love it. it's a conceptual piece.
Yeah, it's a conceptual piece. Yes, you didn't see the sculpture of a red fox I had in front of my face the entire time I was reading it.
There you go. All right, so we want to thank you for tuning in. We all want to take the time and thank Denise from wildsight.co for making this possible. Check them out. Check out their bicycle gear. Help make people aware about animals on the roadway.
Absolutely. And we want to say thank you to all the other sponsors for KZKO. We want to say thank you to the Haiku Master, the Haiku Emperor, His Majesty. I want to say thank you to the Phantom, to Mr. J. Todd Underhill. Thank you so much for everything you do, brother.
No, thank you, guys. Thank you guys for being the greatest crew. Thanks, MSE Radio Network, for being the greatest radio network in supporting poetry. And, of course, KZKO, The Vibe. Thank you to
Mary
DJ
Cone.
Richie Rich, Mary Cohn,
our executive producer.
We have the I-Man we want to thank. JT, wonderful job, as always, keeping things running. You have been listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio, and this is KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast from your modern life.
We've seen this evolution, and it is not what we thought it was going to be.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you? Step it takes, something inside me breaks. Hang my
took a ride today into a black box and it came out gray.